I want to say a few words about meditation with emotion, just to kind of highlight that, because it's a very important tool to have as a meditator. It gives us a very different way of relating to our emotional lives and also the difficulties and the joys that we experience as human beings. Now, sometimes when we ask us to open to emotion, it can feel like it's very subtle or non-existent. Other times it can feel like we're suddenly opening this Pandora's box. Everything's suddenly popping out like a jack-in-the-box. Suddenly there's this intensity of emotionality. So I want to speak to both of those for a moment. Let's do the intensity first. So sometimes if we are struggling with grief, with loss, just had a bad day or a tough interaction with a loved one, there's a lot of emotions which are built up. And asking us to stay, be still, to actually meet what's present, that presents itself. And so when that happens, you can judge for yourself, you know, how much am I able to open to that without losing my footing, without losing my balance. Sometimes the emotions have so much strength to them, especially if it's like a loss of a loved one or something that's very fearful or something you're very charged about. If that's the case, it might be helpful to shift, actually intentionally shift to something that's more grounding, like the breath, emphasizing that exhale to help calm the system. Maybe looking, we'll talk more about this in the talk, but looking maybe out across, if you're outside, look across the landscape to help broaden your field of view. It helps you broaden your field of how you're observing and sensing. So often when something's charged, we tend to narrow down and get contracted. So learning how to open and expand is very helpful. It's also helpful to notice there's the storyline, there's the details of the emotion. There's the who did what and what you experienced and what might happen in the future, what has happened in the past. And there's also the body sensations of that emotion. So learning to tune your attention to the body sensations and grounding you there can make the whole process much more embodied. And you may find that there's a deeper sense of stability and access to your wisdom in the midst of that. So any emotion, well, not every emotion, but many emotions have this mixture of both thoughts, concepts, and physical sensations. One teacher described it as two threads, two different color threads, like let's say a white thread and a red thread, which are tangled together. From a distance, they look maybe pink. But as you get closer together, you can see, oh, there's the red threads tangled with the white threads. And let's say the white threads represent thought, idea, concept. And the red threads represent sensations of the body. So learning as meditators, it's so helpful to start to tease those threads apart and learn to focus on the sensations and let the storyline kind of be suspended for a while. Now, sometimes emotions may feel like there's nothing there. It's like I'm absent. I just kind of go in and there's nothing I'm sensing. And so try to reframe emotions as not the big fireworks, but even just the subtle quality of maybe just a little bit of a melancholy or a little bit of joy, a little bit of sadness, a little trepidation, and how those subtle qualities also have an echo in the body, also have a sensation or experience as the body knows it. And so learning to, it's almost like you do tune in. I often feel like my heart is what's starting to meditate when I open to emotions. So I start to feel that. So the benefit of starting to open to emotions as an object of meditation is often emotions get our attention, and often emotions drive us into actions, into words, into writing, to things that can cause more turmoil. So learning to recognize those emotions early on allows us to meet them with much more clarity, much more balance. So we'll talk more about this as we go along, but I just want to give you a quick, you know, more in depth around emotionality and meditation. And I'm sure those will come up as the questions come through.